Assalamu alaikum, Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. Palestine, of course. Palestine is our family at this time. We are concerned. We are thinking. And thinking takes us onto the next step of what we have been discussing, such as helping the oppressed, hating the enemy. And the next is those who have the power, whichever power that may be. So we see in the world today that, as we're told in the hadith, that the world before the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, arrives, the world will be very clearly divided, not between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, but between the things that people do and accept, the groups that people support, and those that we fight against. So in other words, they're the oppressors and the oppressed. So the common man, like me and you, maybe, are the ones that, you know, go in the streets and go on social media and speak out, or, you know, the flag of Palestine goes, we take whatever we have in our pockets out when we're in the demonstration and we give it to Palestine, or whatever we can think of, whatever our power is, which we will know when we go to an interview, because we're too quick to bring out our powers when we want a job, right? But what if we're not one of the common people? What if we're part of the government? What if we're those that have maybe a fortune that we're sitting on? Are we doing our share to support the Palestinians and act against the cancer that is occupying Palestine? You know, whether we're one of the governments of the countries that are surrounding Palestine, or whether we might be very huge entrepreneurs, which we tend to show when we want to and be silent about when we don't. Now is a time that these kind of people are really being tested. That's all what's required. To go and stick your neck out and stand up for what you believe. Don't just leave this for the days of Ashura, when we quote the often quoted, better to die on your feet than live on your knees. Well, this is the same thing. Live fighting. Don't live quiet when there's oppression going on. There are many situations where we can do, especially if we're in power. And then there are others who very clearly stand on the side of the oppressors and then win the golden ball of the year. So all of us know what we can do, what power we have, whether it's our tongue or our mind or our fists or our legs or our money. But if you're holding on to your money, if I'm holding on to my money and they need it in Palestine, well, I guess you don't want to be part of the living Imam's army. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.